This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the June 13, 2014 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are oncology, hydrocephalus, and infection. The pathological spectrum of solid CNS metastases in the pediatric population. A clinical article by Andrea Weens and Ayas Hatab. Dr. Weens and Hatab from the Indiana University School of Medicine, Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, present one of the most extensive studies of pediatric central nervous system metastases from a single institution, utilizing patient data culled from a 30-year archived history of pathological data files and surgical tissue specimens. They offer insight into the predominant tumor type seen as metastatic CNS lesions in patients 21 years of age and younger. They classify tumors pathologically by their site of origin. Clinical symptomatology and therapeutic interventions are also discussed, and survival information is provided. Thirty-day outcomes of cerebrospinal fluid shunt surgery. Data from the National Surgical Quality Improvement Program, Pediatrics. A clinical article by Joseph Payat. There is growing interest in the measurement of quality in neurosurgery, but the surgical management of childhood hydrocephalus entails distinctive challenges. Complications can be anticipated in the majority of cases, but they occur after latencies that are unpredictable and sometimes protracted. Long periods of follow-up of large numbers of patients are necessary for a fair assessment, and the statistical methods required for analysis of shunt survival defy concise summary. A harsh but pragmatic approach is simply to ignore late complications and to focus exclusively on short-term outcomes. The current paper has taken data from the National Surgical Quality Improvement Program of the American College of Surgeons to analyze 30-day reoperation rates after cerebrospinal fluid shunt surgery. In this time frame, reoperation rates were 2% for shunt infection and 11.5% for shunt failure without infection. These rates conform closely to rates published recently by the British Paediatric Neurosurgery Audit Committee, to a secondary analysis of the shunt design trial and the endoscopic shunt insertion trial, and to the findings of an institutional study from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which appeared too late for reference in the current paper. Tight clustering of published 30-day reoperation rates suggests that definition of a valid benchmark may be possible. What is yet unknown is whether important variation exists around this benchmark, among institutions, or among individual surgeons. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.